Hey, this is Angel from Mezcla.
This is Gregory from Mezcla.
And you're listening to Sol Brosso
on killradio.org
with David Bonabo.
That last track there came in from Mezcla, titled Tsunami Mommy. It comes from the album Spider Monkey. You can get more information on Mezcla at mezklah.com. That's mezcla.com. If you're not familiar with them, they're one of LA's top up-and-coming bands, getting a lot of press right now, a lot of great hype, and all of it very well deserved. Just last week, they got nominated by the LA Weekly for the second year in a row for Best World Music Band. And they were out there at the Echo last Saturday, opening up from Antibalas, who was here from New York, and it was a great show. If you weren't there to see it, they stepped in there. I think it was a new audience that hadn't really seen them before. And LA being what it is, an industry town for music, people were a little standoffish at first, but by the third song, they tore the roof off the sucker, and everybody in there was grooving on it. So, you know, it was a great night for them, great night for all. You know, two great, incredible bands there together. And afterwards, I sat down and I talked to Angel and Greg and got a little bit of the insight on what's coming up next for Mezcla. So let's go to that now and hear what they had to say.
When are you guys going to be hitting the road again? Are you going to be getting out to Mexico again anytime soon, or moving up to San Francisco, anything like that?
Yeah, we're definitely always looking forward to go back to the motherland. But we're also, right now, we're also kind of looking forward and we're trying to spread our wings a little bit. So we're making contacts in Miami and New York, and we're hopefully, you know, sometime either later this year or early next year, and with the support with our official album release and with the distribution that will allow us to get to these other places that we're looking forward to get to.
Yeah, there's a compilation coming out through Escuchalo Records, which is basically releasing also Fogata on there, the song Fogata, and it's just a compilation of just so many different groups within LA, and that's actually coming out in a couple of months, I believe in September that'll be coming out, so that's also something that's coming up soon.
Now, I know Mezcla, as you guys have put things together conceptually, you guys are looking always to bring together a network and a community of people to collaborate with, and also community organizations, community centers here and south of the border. What's happening with that right now? Who are you guys working with?
Well, right now we're doing things with Fosforo. We've been collaborating with them. They did a remix of one of their tracks, Mosquito, and put out an LP. And that's just been, we've been just definitely distributing that by ourselves through the shows and just giving it out as offerings, you know, to all these different musicians and DJs out there. But we're also looking, you know, there's quite a few musicians here in LA. I mean, it's so rich. I mean, we've got Pato Dos from Control Machete, who's now living in LA. We definitely want to try to see if we can work with him. There's HR from Bad Brains. He's in, you know, he's living here in LA. We've got Najite, who would always be a part of, I guess when Fela Kuti would come into LA, he would be one of the special guest percussionists. And so we definitely would like to be able to work with all these musicians here in LA and for the next album especially. So that's really exciting because there's a lot of cumbia drum and bass ideas that we're coming up with, and we also want to use some Middle Eastern rhythms and feels, and so, and just elaborate, you know, with a different style. So it's really good to see and to get to meet all these musicians here in LA, because I feel like we're all ready to work together.
That whole part of Mezcla, that whole entity with the collaboration and bringing people in, was that something that was always there at the initial start of Mezcla, or was it something that you guys developed as things went along?
We've always looked to collaborate, but now that it seems that we have something to show and we've been going and supporting this CD, and which of course was a collaboration already. There was people from members of Quinto Sol and Very Be Careful who are on the Spider Monkey CD that we're looking to officially release So yeah, I'd say the spirit's always been there to collaborate with people. Unfortunately, though, it's a lot harder to do it live. So, you know, a lot of people might not realize that that there is a collaboration with other musicians. But, you know, there's only two of us when it comes to the performance. But it's definitely there on the CD and in the future.
Yeah, I mean, there was no other way around this. I mean, in order for us to get and to accomplish what we've done with Spider Monkey, we had to work with other musicians because it was, you know, that was the only way we could actually get that done and make that happen. We collaborated with Martin from Quinto Sol, with Sal, the percussions from Quinto Sol, and the different other. He actually is not on there, but he was one of the first musicians who I asked, you know.
You're talking about Cisco from Burning Star?
Yeah, I approached him when I was first working with the drum machines and the samplers, even before I met Eric, the producer of Spider Monkey. And he was more than willing, came down to the studio and helped out. It was not, you know, it was good to get that, you know, get that started, you know, that whole movement. But yeah, it just naturally came together in that way. It was a collaborative effort, and there was just no other way that Spider Monkey would ever be realized without that, you know, that collaboration.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me today. Really looking forward to see what you guys are going to be putting together for music. I know you guys are out there writing songs right now, as you mentioned. And it was a great show last night. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bonobo.
Yeah, we'll see you. We'll see you out there in amongst the trees, amongst the evergreens, with all the bonobos.
Por este rumbo, la rumba, rumba, la pena de muerte se olvida, mamá. Este ritmo levanta muertos, llena el cielo el divino que sale.
El chango araña, 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 atrevido animal, el chango araña, no lo puede evitar. El chango araña, resbaloso imán, el chango araña, de ciudad a ciudad. Ve, la gente quiere gozar. Oye, este ritmo es mi consuelo. Quiere gozar, oye, este ritmo es mi consuelo.
Dessa sua saia pra fugir do mundo. Pretendo também me embrenhar no emaranhado desses seus cabelos. Preciso transfundir seu sangue pro meu coração que é tão vagabundo. Me deixe te trazer no dengo pra num cafuné fazer os meus apelos. Me deixe te trazer no dengo pra num cafuné fazer os meus apelos. Quero ser exorcizado pela água benta desse olhar infindo. Que bom é ser fotografado, mas pelas retinas desses olhos lindos.
Me deixe hipnotizado pra acabar de vez com essa desritmia. Vem logo, vem curar seu nervo que chegou de pobre lá da boemia.
Vem logo, vem curar seu nervo que chegou de pobre lá da boemia.
Eu quero ser exorcizado pela água benta desse olhar infindo. Que bom é ser fotografado, mas pelas retinas desses olhos lindos.
Me deixe hipnotizado pra acabar de vez com essa desritminha.
Vem logo, vem curar seu nego que chegou de pobre lá da boemia. Vem logo, vem curar seu nego que chegou de pobre lá da boemia.
Vem logo, vem curar seu nego que chegou de porre lá da boemia. Vem logo, vem curar seu nego que chegou de porre lá da boemia.
Vem logo, vem curar seu nego que chegou de porre lá da boemia. Vem logo, vem curar seu nego que chegou de porre
lá da boemia.
Disritmia, the name of that track coming from Martino Davila de Brasil. And next up, a classic track from a classic album, from the album Batucada Capoeira on the Soul Jazz label. This is Rebe Quereza Forte. That last track didn't get you feeling good enough. Try this one on. This is Para Ese Paradín with a track called Asa. You can find this on the Rough Guide to Afro-Cuba.
Thank you. kuru basa ikura njini ehe wano na molo bari tinya
ini kima ina kuru kini toko ki jombana jene jombana ini kima ina samara ni toko ki jombana jene jombana ini kima ina kafe ni toko ki jombana jene jombana ini kima ina kuru kini toko ki jombana jene jombana ini kani para ni lumina sega lumata munike wolo ini kani para ni lumina isi lumata munike wolo ini kani para ni lumina moni pindu mabara che wolo ini kani para ni lumina jajina luma kuya soro wolo akasi marakasi ya marakasi ya kasi manyi maramiri eh maramiri ya miri manyi
Kani koro basa, ni kura njini Asa,
What you're listening to behind me right now is a cover of the classic Latin track Guajira Ban. Comes from a group titled Número Uno de Número Uno, and you can find it on a compilation that recently was released on vinyl titled World Psychedelic Classics 3 Loves the Real Thing, the Funky Fuzzy Sounds of West Africa. One of the longest titles I have ever encountered. And it's on the Luca Pop label. And stick around now, because as promised, in about 5 minutes, we've got our interview and brand new music from Antibales. But just before that, another classic Latin track, this one from Ibrahim Ferrer de Cuba. It's titled Compositor Confundido.
Nació en 1944 en la pequeña cuesta. Me llamo Magendiay, aquí. Yo soy el primero de la música cubana aquí. Y el mejor yo soy.
Baila, 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 baila. Makiri Daimei Makiri Daimei Andosar Makiri Daimei
As promised, the Antibaba set is coming up next, but just before I get to it, I have a track here I want you to listen to titled Dulce Es Máquina from Omar Rodriguez Lopez of the Mars Volta.
comes from a solo project he released late last year titled A Manual Dexterity Soundtrack Volume 1.